Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Say it with me. They are illegal. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you had a wonderful, blessed weekend. We are live. It is Monday, March 11th, 2024. And again, without fail, there's stupid stuff I get to talk about. You know, it's not that I want to talk about this stupid stuff, but, you know, they keep producing it. They keep bringing the stupid stuff like it's the new norm, Shannon. The stupid stuff that we're seeing in the world, it's the new norm. Yeah. Now, this whole issue with the illegal alien coming into the United States of America, committing crimes, to my understanding, this illegal alien that I'm talking about committed crimes in not just Georgia, but committed crimes in New York, committed crimes just coming into the country without papers. See, they came in undocumented. And when you come in undocumented, what does that mean? You are an illegal alien. This illegal alien went on a crime spree, ended up in Georgia killing an American citizen. An innocent American citizen, just out on a jog, minding her own business, not causing any disruption to anybody. And this illegal alien takes her life. And all of the left is, oh my goodness, Joe, you shouldn't have never said illegal. You can't say illegal, Joe. It's illegal for you to say that, Joe. So let me share some clips with you from the blast from the past, where you have the Democrats, nothing but a bunch of hypocrites, where they were screaming about the illegals coming into the country and how they wanted to prevent the illegals from coming. And now, because they have a, how do I say this? Sinister, demonic, useful need for illegals coming into the country. Now they're bringing them in. Now they don't want you to acknowledge them as illegals. And see, it's not even just about getting them to vote in the up and coming 2024 election. Of course, the Democrats would love to get them to vote, but they know for the most part, they're not going to be able to vote. The reason why the Democrats are wanting all of these illegals to come into the country and they're not even stopping them, the reason why Joe Biden flew, was it 320,000 of them so that the cameras would not be able to see them on the border? And they purposely put them in certain locations. Why would they do that? They did that so they can count the census report, add them to it, because it's not about counting Americans. It's about counting bodies. These are the number of bodies that are here, so we have to count them because they're here. They're just here. And the purpose the Democrats are wanting to count them is because it adds to their electoral college. Oh, so now it's starting to set in. Millions upon millions of people so they can have more electoral votes. You see how sinister these people are? Well, listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer from the past talking about illegal immigration.
We need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country. We certainly don't want any more coming in.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
You see this? Are you hearing what he's saying? Okay, so when you use the word undocumented, You're sending a message out to the American people that you are not taking the illegal immigration serious.
And there you go.
So what are they currently saying, everybody? What are they currently saying? What are they currently saying? Don't call them illegals, but call them undocumented. How is this not hypocritical? I wonder if Chuck Schumer has seen this video of himself. I wonder if Nancy Pelosi has seen this video of herself. I'm willing to bet that the staffers probably, you know, they surf X and they surf all the social media. They probably seen it, but they say, okay, just block the person that shared it so that Chuck Schumer would never, ever get wind of it. Like Chuck Schumer doesn't remember this. Maybe he doesn't because he's so old now. Look at him. He wasn't a spring chicken then. But he's a lot older now.
I mean, they just think that people are going to forget. You know, they've said so many things between now and then. Who's going to bring it up? Who's going to challenge them? And if they do challenge them, who's going to care? Because it's a humanitarian crisis now. Now it's different.
Yes.
I guarantee that's what they're going to say. But they knew it was a humanitarian issue, you know, for these countries then. They know exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, and now it's different. Listen, there's only a couple more seconds to this.
Which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
I mean, will the real Chuck Schumer please stand up? Really? What happened? When did the change? And I already told you what happened. It's because now they can see how they can utilize the crisis for their own demonic means. That's the only reason why they're changing. And going into election year, why do you think that they're not trying to stop it? Because, you know, election year, they come out and they try to act like they're for securing our border. When they're truly not, the American people see that they're not. Now they got millions, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in different cities that shouldn't even be there in the first place. And is absolutely hurting the people that live in these communities.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's happened between now and then. They're even more drunken on power, right? They want to have this be a one party political system. They want it to be a tyrannical, authoritative government, and they want it to be the Democrats that head it up. That's what they want. They want to flood these countries, cities, so they can get, you know, and then do a census, and then they can get the electoral college based on how many illegals will vote for them. I mean, it's all about voting. It's all about power. And they manipulate these people to think that they're for them. And you know what? It is working. They are for them more so than Americans at this point.
Well, for one sinister reason. I've constantly said that the Democrats, they are not for America. Yeah. They put America last.
Yeah.
Here's another example, another blast from the past. And I probably won't play all of this because I can't stand them either. You can go ahead and split screen it. Come on now. Okay. I just want to show you how these people are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites.
This is not going to be a free ride. It's not going to be some instant amnesty. What's going to happen is you are going to pay a significant fine. You are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally. But after you've done these things over a certain period of time, you can earn your citizenship so that it's not something that is guaranteed or automatic. You've got to earn it. But over time, you give people an opportunity. Now, it only works, though, if you do all the pieces. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration, but they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it. So we've got to deal with that at the same time as we deal in a humane fashion with folks who have put down roots here, have become our neighbors, have become our friends. They may have children who are U.S. citizens.
So what am I missing here? Why? I mean, I already know the reason why they're singing a different tune, but why do they think that this would never come back to the surface? Do they think that the American people are that dumbed down that they won't remember or won't recall exactly what was happening and what was said?
Well, there's a whole new generation that won't remember.
That's what it is. Because the generation now that's coming up, they've never heard of this. They never even, you know, these new generation voters, they've never heard them say this, and they expect that this will never come to the surface. And if it once they do see it, they're not going to care. They're not going to care. Because now in the year 2024, this is what they want. Look, here it is. So this nut job, and let me tell y'all right now, what Joe Biden says in this video, personally, as a black male in America, not that my color has anything to do with it, but as a black male in America, what he says here is worse than him saying that if you have to decide whether to vote for him or Trump, you ain't black. See, I expect him to say racist comments like that. That's nothing new. That's from the Democrat Party. But when you're in his position and he says what he's about to say, when you have an innocent American child lose their life because of an illegal immigrant, that's 10 times worse.
But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look.
So who's telling him to change his tone? Nancy Pelosi? The elitists? The government officials? The people that are above him? Because apparently he's not running anything. There's a lot of idiots out there right now that said Joe Biden. And this is leftist idiots. They say Joe Biden... All right, Joe Biden's position is only a figurehead, like he's the queen or something. This is how they're looking at it, like he's the queen of England.
And Will, there's some back and forth, you know, saying that, oh, Biden corrected himself. He apologized for calling him illegal. Well, the White House came out and said something different. The White House on Monday said that Biden did not apologize.
Really?
Yep. I got an article right here.
Put it on the screen. Put that on the screen. I haven't seen this.
Yeah.
Is this right here? Where's it at? Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing it.
You can't see
it. We need to put that on the screen. I'm not seeing it at all.
I went to the bottom. Oh, gosh darn it.
Okay. Well, let me play this for you while you're getting that. Because here's a statement from a Republican about Joe Biden apologizing for illegals. Listen.
Let's start here.
I think it's exactly what's going to happen in the Senate with the Lake and Riley bills is certain. It won't be brought up, just like we haven't held one hearing on the open border. And when you hear President Biden, you know, apologize for calling an illegal alien that murdered Lake and Riley illegal, he should have used undocumented. It just shows exactly what their attitude is toward their open border policy. They want an open border. They caused this problem. And I think what's even more disturbing is when you hear more and more reports of the military-age men, these camps in the Darien Gap, the NGOs, that the non-governmental organizations that are located right next to these camps. By the way,
right there. You hear it? No, I'm going to play the rest of this, and then we're going to have to go to break. And when we come back from the break, Shannon's going to show you the article where the White House is saying something completely different with Joe
American
Biden.
American taxpayer is funding these non-governmental organizations. So you can basically say that not only does the Biden administration, their open border policy facilitate some of the multi-billion dollar business model, some of the most evil people on the planet.
Right there. Most evil people on the planet, and they're doing it. We'll be right back.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure, much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com
/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
So hey everybody, welcome back. And before the break, we were talking about an article that showed that the White House was saying Biden did not apologize. And here it is. This article was on Fox News. It said today, Monday, he said he did not apologize. There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton told reporters aboard Air Force One he did not apologize. He used a different word. So that's what they're saying.
Oh, because he didn't say, I'm sorry.
But he did actually act like he regretted saying it.
You know what? There's a whole bunch of leftist tyrants all over X, especially X. Because I've been, you know, on X quite often here a lot lately because of what they did to my Facebook. But I've been on X and True Social. But on X, that's where a whole bunch of these tyrants are. And they're on there saying, Shannon, they're actually saying this is the reason why they like Joe Biden, because he can admit to saying something. He can admit to being wrong. He can admit, he can apologize. The tyrants are saying this about Joe Biden. But here's the White House saying that he didn't apologize for calling the guy undocumented when it was illegal.
That's a lie, because he keeps saying that the Republicans want to get rid of Social Security. That's been a lie. He keeps telling it and can't admit it. The House actually came up with a bill for the border. He lies and said that they're not doing anything for it. He's not admitting that and coming out saying that they did.
And you know what? There was a video.
I could go on and on here.
Yeah, there was just a video. I meant to get it. I mean, but with President Trump, he called in on a show, and he was saying that they was talking about, it was one of those money shows. And I think it was CNBC. I can't remember exactly. But anyways, President Trump called in, was saying that, yes, there's cuts that can be done within the government to help out. And President Trump didn't say anything about Social Security. He didn't say anything about, you know, benefits like your retirement benefits, all that, Social Security, et cetera, Medicare. He didn't talk about cutting any of that. But in the captions, Joe Biden's team put that President Trump wants to cut Social Security. And he never even said that. But it's the propaganda that they're putting out there. Look at this one, because this is the part of the reason why the Democrats are bringing all the illegals into the country. Look, you can't make it up, people. This is exactly what I've been saying for months now. And now people are starting to really come to the surface. And look, I didn't come up. Look, it's like a light bulb didn't go off on Will Johnson. It's just they've already put the playbook out there. They've already told us. And now you have more people in the mainstream media even acknowledging that the reason why the illegal immigrants are here are not to get them to vote in the up and coming election, because they know that's not going to happen. is because of the census report to get them to count them for more electoral votes. You understand? They're trying to beat Trump that way. Listen.
But it's just extraordinary that you can't even get your amendment through.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But again, Maria, I think that this proves the motive behind the crime at our border. They want these illegal migrants in here to create more electoral power for them in their blue states. They're basically creating sanctuary cities to be a magnet, so these people will disproportionately flow to these blue states. They're shipping them there as rapidly as they can. Since Joe Biden came into office, the estimates are as high as 10 million people that have come in here. That would be 13 extra congressional districts if you allocated them the right way. This is a tremendous amount of power that the Democrats are bringing in. They're giving their voters, the blue state voters, disproportionately more power than they are giving my voters in Tennessee.
There it is, right there. That's exactly what it is. They need to change when they count the census report. They need to change. The only one that affect the Electoral College are the Americans that they count in these cities.
Yeah, right now.
But right now they can count a warm body. Yeah, actually, the Democrats, they count dead bodies too. How many dead people in this cemetery? Because these people in the cemetery, they're going to end up voting too, because it's been happening. Democrats that are dead in the dirt, they still get a ballot. And somehow they're filling them out.
Yeah.
How does that work?
On the census, it doesn't ask whether you are a U.S. citizen or not. And that is a extreme problem that needs to change.
It really does. Or if they do put on there, well, yeah, they need to put on there saying if you're a citizen, yeah, or citizen or not.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, right? But then who's to say that the Democrats won't just fudge those numbers anyways?
If they could just fudge them, why go to the extreme of because having as all of these right now come across the border?
Well, it's the long game.
There definitely is a long game.
They've been working this plan out since President Trump has been in office.
Yeah, because
with the whole sanctuary city to bring these people in there, and they can think, say, well, you know what? If we add the numbers in here, because you heard them talk about redistricting.
Yeah.
Right. You've heard them talk about that multiple times, and they get upset when Republicans do it, but when they have the numbers there, they can still get the electoral votes that they're looking for.
I mean, you just showed, Will, two examples of what they used to say. We know that they know better, right? We know that they know what they are doing is wrong, but they have a bigger plan for it. And listen, Trump scared them because of all the presidents. Well, you've even said the Bushes were in on, the big government. All of them were working together, Democrats and Republicans. And Trump stepped in and he's like, nah, I'm tearing this up. Right. And so that scared them. They're like, oh, my gosh, how can one person have the power to not allow us to do what we want to do? We were all collectively together and cohesive, but one person came in and disrupted it. We need to make sure that this will never happen again. And so that's what they're doing.
Yes. So I should have got the clip. You remember just the other day, Al Sharpton, he was calling the invasion and an evasion.
He did.
You remember that?
He did.
Have y'all seen that? Now, I do look at the comments, and I know the comments on Frank's speech right now, they're not removing the comments now, but they're not like live comments, but you can go, once you sign in, you can leave a comment there. But I do look at the comments on Rumble as well. And one of the things that I'm kind of curious about is, you remember when Al Sharpton called it an evasion? Right? Because that's exactly what it is. It is an invasion that is happening in the United States of America, and they're doing this on purpose. They have multiple reasons. Just mentioned one for the census. They want people in here so they can count them for that. Another sinister reason is because they want the chaos to happen in the country, because we know that terrorists have been crossing into the United States of America. Mayorkas was asked, were these terrorists? He straight up said, I don't know. They didn't put ankle monitors or nothing on them. They just released them into the population. And I mentioned it last Friday, how even Elon Musk, not to be tooting his horn or anything, but because he reached millions and millions of people for every single post that he put out there, he mentioned that the United States of America is going to see destruction worse than 9/11, because the terrorists are throughout the country. They're not only in New York. They're throughout the country. But that's the long game. That's what the Democrats want. And they want this to happen this way because the closer we get to November, the closer it looks like President Trump is going to win to them. We already know that President Trump is going to win. But to them, they're starting to see that they are nothing but a bunch of failures. They have failed all the way along trying to remove President Trump. Well, listen to this one on Face the Nation where Hakeem Jeffries is on there. And the host on here, she brings up this invasion. And of course, Hakeem Jeffries acts like he's never even heard of the word before. Watch.
He used that word, invasion. He used much stronger language. Do Democrats need to campaign in a with a stronger message specifically on immigration? And you know, the flow of migrants is only expected to pick up in the coming months. This isn't going away as a campaign issue.
Invasion is not a word that I would ever use. I'm not sure whether he used that word or not, or in what context.
I'm not sure if he used that word or not, or what content. You know, every time you have one of these leftist tyrants come out and say something that they shouldn't say, he's always saying, well, I haven't heard them say it. I don't know what the content is. I don't know. He says that every single time while he's doing these hand gestures. He never, ever will acknowledge that they actually said something. He never does. He never does. I've yet to see him do it. Have you? I mean, just think about it. Rashida Tlaib, when she came out, was talking about River to the Sea. What did he say? Well, I haven't heard her say it.
Yeah.
Remember thing. Fire Marshal Bowman?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen the video. He's never heard anything. He's never seen anything. And he's never going to say the truth.
Well, that's their new thing, so they don't have to answer for
it. Yeah.
Right?
Like, I mean, act ignorant to it all.
Yep.
Did you know? Let me share this one with you before we go out to break. This is about California. This is California when it comes to illegals getting housing, being able to buy a house, Shannon.
Yeah, I saw this last week and I told you about it.
This is so bizarre.
Yeah, so... yeah, we'll go ahead and watch this and then
California that would allow illegals to own a home. They basically would help you with a down payment. I want the viewers to know they give 20% down. Then when you sell it, you owe that money back. It's AB 1840. A lot of people are saying this is a slap in the face. Is this something that's going to pass in the state of California? I mean, owning a home in America is living the American dream. There are so many families who can't afford a down payment because they're in that tax bracket, which won't allow them to even get that 20% down.
Yeah, it's going to pass. And I think a lot of it has to do with perpetuating this narrative that Republicans are mean and cruel, because they're going to spin it and say, you don't want these poor people to have a home. You want them to be on the street. You don't care about them. But not ignoring the real issue of there's people that have been in this country for generations that have paid taxes and built generational wealth and contributed to all the things that make America great. And you're ignoring them, you're bypassing them and giving their rightful place to somebody who's from a different country.
So did you hear this?
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
And the other part of it that I read to you last week was they get these home loans interest-free.
Interest-free. They just have to pay back the loan when they sell the house.
Is that not...
So they get to make a profit on it.
We don't even get interest-free.
They get to make a profit on it.
Right now, people are complaining because the interest rates are so high and they can't
afford to buy a
home.
So if you want to buy a $2 million home in California, they're going to give you the 20% down for it.
It's so disgusting.
You get to walk in. You get to walk in. When we come back, I want to show you this about rape. What could it be? We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITE1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code Unites One, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code Unites One.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay. Let me tell you about that ad you were just looking at. And we got wonderful news about it. We actually waited until Friday. It was Friday we actually talked about it, right, Shannon? The effects that you were receiving from this.
Yeah.
This is pamperwithgrace.com, what I'm talking about. Now, me here lately, because of all the stress that I've been going through, because of what Facebook is doing to me, because Facebook is still, they're still not allowing me to have access back to my business account, and people are sending me messages everywhere. It's actually been helping me get to sleep. Now, I'm still stressing out about it, because this is pretty like it's identity theft what they're doing to me. But this Pamper with Grace, it has so many benefits. So many benefits. If you go to pamperwithgrace.com, you are supporting what we are doing here. You're helping us continue to bring you the news, continue to bringing you the information. Now, listen to Shannon, because she's been so excited about this. I think, you know what? I'll just let her talk about her experience about the pamperwithgrace.com.
Yeah, because actually I was quite surprised. Well, you know, we tried it and we took it for today will be the seventh day. We took it for 6 days. And the first day I took it, you know, like you said, I'm a woman coming of age and I've started having hot flashes and the premenopausal, you know, difficulties that women have. And they say we can have these up to 7 to 10 years. And you, if you recall, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can handle this for 7 to 10 years, right? I had to buy a fan to put next to my bed. Ladies, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So the first night I took this, I didn't have the intense flushing hot flashes than I normally would have. And I thought, okay, that's weird, right? Ladies, by day six, I literally have not had a hot flash. I'm not kidding. I can't explain it, but I'm like so excited, right? Like I turned my fan off at night. I got cold last night. I was like, what is happening, right? It is so exciting for me. And you know, we get the changes with our skin and we get the changes with, you know, our gut. We get all those changes, brain fog, right? And those are all steadily improving for me. So I'm really excited. And I know that this isn't even an angle that Pamper with Grace actually puts, but this has been my experience. And the only thing I can explain, Will, is that they say that this helps trigger, you know, your brain, like we've said, it helps with brain fog.
Yeah, to put this on the screen, full screen.
Yeah, you can see right there where it says improves mental clarity and mental focus. Well, the part where we have our hot flashes is literally in our brain because of hormones and different things happening inside of us. Our brain doesn't know how to control our temperature. So this somehow is also working with that mental clarity, focus, and stimulating that part that wasn't being able to regulate my temperature. And I am doing so much better than I was 6 days ago. So
yeah, I was asking her.
I even did my own video, right, Will? I was like, oh my gosh, everybody, this is amazing stuff, right? I was so excited.
Yeah, so when I saw her this morning, she was working. And I said, how did you sleep? Man. I said, how did you sleep? And she goes, she just started smiling. And yeah. She said, I had to turn my fan off because I got cold. I'm so like, really? I'm like, really? What good for you?
I mean, you know, after months, you're sitting there setting yourself up. This is my experience for years. I was really...
that could be depressing.
Kind of depressing in itself, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't sleep, honestly. You wake up all night long. So, but listen, this elixir that we're talking about, we asked people to do the 30-day challenge.
Yeah, put it back on the screen.
You can see these other reasons why to use it, right? But women and men, there are even other benefits. You know, there's scientific research now. This has the Verisol collagen peptides in it, right? And there's scientific research right now has shown that Verisol, I'm reading this right now, says it can improve skin health, hydration, optimization, metabolism to create collagen and matrix elements. It improves elasticity. It decreases wrinkles and fine lines, everybody. That's for men and women. Improves skin surface structure and decreases cellulite. Who doesn't want that? And promotes growth and health of fingernails. So there's so many benefits to this. Well, people need to try. And we ask you to do the 30-day challenge. Subscribe and save, right? You save big time with subscribing. Right. And you can cancel at any time. You're not locked in with it. So go
to Pamper. There's some programs that we've dealt with in the past where they wanted you to be locked into it, and that's always a deterrent. I don't know why, especially in today's economy, you can't really get locked down on anything.
Yeah.
I'm just being straight up. I'm being honest because I'm a realist. Mm. I'm going to be straight up with you. You can't do it. But when I saw this, and I was thinking, I'm like, man, you don't have to be locked down in something because you know what? I'm telling you right now, as Americans don't want to be locked down on anything. They already did it in the COVID. Locking everybody down.
Yeah, and they have
so Americans do not like being locked down.
Yeah, and they have this policy. The person that got us into it said that there's a 30-day money back guarantee. So if you buy this pack and you just don't have any results, which I highly doubt, let me tell you, I highly doubt that's gonna happen, you can get your money back. But
so that's awesome. 30 days money back guarantee.
Yeah, if you don't,
I mean that's awesome. That's really awesome. Yeah. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you an update again. I still need your help. If you can go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, you can click at the top of the page there. You can support me in this lawsuit that I have against the big tech company that is absolutely allowing my personal identity to be used. I have leftists. Think about this. There's leftists right now that have gone over to Facebook and they take screenshots
of
the Facebook.
Yeah, we
and
saw
they
that.
Said, and then they're putting it on X saying, look, everybody, Will Johnson said that he's a man of God, but he is posting this on his Facebook page. And I'm like, And I actually sent the link to my Give, Send, Go. So they look at it and they said, how dare you put this out there? I was hacked. And Facebook is not doing anything to correct it. Nope. I've even let Facebook know that this is happening with my identity. And you know what they said? Nothing. They don't care.
They don't care.
They wanted to crush me.
And we knew that people were going to do that. It's sickening.
Yes. And I got screenshots of it. Yeah. I took a screenshot of it. And I said, thank you for saying exact, proving my point. I took a screenshot of this because I'm adding it to the lawsuit. Because now my identity is being trashed. And it's not even me doing it. Facebook is not even helping. So please, if you can go to my website or go to the link, directly to the link, givesandgo.com/GBX26. And please help me fight this. I'm not gonna lay down. See, that's what they're expecting. They're expecting me to just give up. I'm not a quitter. I can't quit. The American people, the reason why the country is got as far as it has gotten is because the American people are not quitters. That's where I've learned that from. I've learned looking at the past history of the American people. And of course, my parents, they instilled in me, you can't quit. You can't quit. So I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop. And I've talked to a couple of people and some lawyers that we're going to come. I'm going to bring them on and we're going to even talk about this. We're going to talk about this. Okay, when we come back from the break, I'm going to show you what I want to show you earlier about they're talking about rape all of a sudden in election year. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
This morning, and you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George, and I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me. about another potential rape victim. I'm not gonna do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald Trump.
No, you are shaming
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
Doesn't it make it harder for women to come forward when they
It makes it harder when other women joke about it, and she's joked about it. I find it offensive. And I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame you.
You are.
Well, in fact,
I have dealt with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward. No rape victims were represented. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it offensive. And this is why women won't come forward.
Women won't come forward because they're defamed by those who perpetrate rape.
Judged and they're shamed. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I think it's disgusting. I'm not shaming you at all.
I told my story. It took me 20.
She's a woman. She's been raped. And he's telling her the only reason why you wouldn't come forward is because someone would defame you. Who defamed her? Who defamed her? No one is defaming these women. Trump didn't even defame the woman that they're talking about.
Well, it's a very personal thing, and so it's hard to put that out there.
But the thing is they're trying to say that the only reason why women are coming forward because they're getting defamed.
And he's using her.
Are you kidding me? He's using her. Yeah.
Her rape against her in support of Trump, right? She's like, "Well, you were raped." He was like, "You were raped, and you support Trump." It's like, what?
Yeah.
How dare you do that?
And listen to the key point. I'm going to play the very beginning of this again. Listen to this key point, what he's saying.
This morning. And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape.
You see this? He said that the judge, basically because of the juries, found him liable for rape.
Which is a total lie.
Bring it back. Listen to what they say on MSDNC. Listen to what they say about what he was just saying, that they found President Trump liable for rape. Watch.
Number one, did Donald Trump rape E. Jean Carroll? The answer is no.
The answer is no. What did she just say? This is on MSDNC. What did she just say?
No.
On MSDNC, everybody.
Yeah. And this was the first case. The second case was the same thing.
Same thing.
He did not commit rape.
Listen.
Number one, did Donald Trump rape E. Jean Carroll? The answer is no. This is the verdict. Yes to number two, did Donald Trump sexually abuse Miss Carroll? The answer to that from the jury is yes. So no on rape, yes on sexually abused. We got to go down to number four.
So how do you sexually abuse somebody and not rape them?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're doing when you sexually abuse somebody?
It's absurd.
That's like saying that.
Well, in your case, then that could be why they're still calling it rape.
But how do you sexually abuse somebody when you haven't been found guilty of rape? They weren't in a relationship.
Will, do you know that Trump actually talked about this past weekend? Because, you know, he had to put up the $1 million bond or whatever it was, or $93 billion. Anyways, he said, do you
million,
know?
93 million.
Do you know?
Almost $100 million.
I'm sorry, yeah, did I say billion? I didn't mean that. But did you know that New York City changed the rape laws in order to allow her to
go back that far?
Yes.
Yes.
In order for them to charge Trump.
How? That's criminal in itself.
Yeah. And he, of course, they had no proof of anything, right? He said, you know.
There's no proof. So they're going to appeal it. So now they're on their. Because he paid that bond, now they're on the edge of their seat saying that because it's going to go to the appeals court.
Right.
And if the appeal court, if they do the right thing, it's going to go away.
But it just shows how corrupt they are.
They're 100% corrupt.
She had plenty of time, years and years, decades, actually, to if she was truly raped, she had so many opportunities, right? And she waited until this point It was even past the time where she could do anything. And then New York said, well, we're going to help you out. You know why?
We're going to change. We're going to change it.
Change the law so you can sue him.
I mean, my goodness. This is not third world country. An example of
corruption, right?
Third world country tactics. I don't know what is. Well, in the midst of all of this insanity, there's really good news. We talked about it last week. Rona, she's out. Remember, she was the co-chairman of the RNC. She's done. Split screen it. Now, you're going to hear about Laura Trump. Listen to what she says is going to happen within the next 8 months or so. This is just a short clip, but then I have another one that I want to share with you after this. Watch. Listen.
I can guarantee you that over the next 8 months, you are going to see things happen at the Republican National Committee unlike you have ever seen before, because this is a must-win election. If Donald
Trump. I mean, really. That's what we want. That's what we want. Someone to actually stand up and do the right thing. Here's another part to this. Because, look, I know a lot of people don't like some of the things that the Democrats were doing to, per se, steal an election. But you know what? You got to fight fire with fire. Now, I'm not saying we need to cheat like the Democrats. I think this election is going to be too big to steal. How is President Trump saying it?
Too big to rig.
Too big to rig.
That's what he's saying.
And I think the Democrats, they're going to do their same demonic tricks, but it's going to be so many people voting for President Trump. It's too big to rig. That's the reason why Nikki Haley didn't make it, because it's too big to rig.
And by the
way, they tried to, but they failed.
By the way, Mike Lindell has a thing at the Supreme Court. Was it this Friday?
It's actually been moved up to Thursday, it's not going to be. He's not going to be there in person. It's going to be electronic, but they're filing a case with information that's never been seen before.
Yes. So pray for
him. So good things are happening. Yes, good things are happening. Listen.
I think that what we have to understand right now is that every tool in our war chest we have to bring out, because they are desperate. They are floundering. They are trying to sell a product to the American people in Joe Biden that they don't want. Look at the polling between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. If the election were held today, Donald Trump would win handily, no problem, hands down. We have to ensure that over the next 8 months, we get people out to early vote. We ballot harvest like nothing we've ever seen. And we ensure that every person who is legally able to vote can do so. And anyone who legally is not able to vote cannot do so. We have to protect that vote once it's in. And that is how we are going to win on November 5th.
Now, a lot of people don't like to hear the term ballot harvesting, but the Democrats, they're going to ballot harvest. So now that the Democrats are saying, oh, my goodness, the Republicans are going to ballot harvest, I'm gonna go ahead and predict it right now. Trump wins. They're going to say that the Republicans cheated with the ballot harvesting because they went around and they collected ballots when they shouldn't have been collecting them. Well, once Trump wins, maybe the Democrats will come back and say, okay, we need to get rid of the ballot harvesting. Need to get rid of it. But they're not going to. I don't think that they will, because they found out how they can use it against the American people. But this is good. I'm excited to see what she's going to do within the next 8 months.
I am too.
And it's going to be good. It's going to be really good to see what happens. Like I said last Friday, Shannon, I like a strong woman in position, especially in the movies when they're beating up the guys and stuff. I do like that.
Well, I like that she's a Trump, and I like that she's a Trump. Democrats don't like it.
You know what? I would love to interview Rona right about now.
And you know what? Well, what about Cheney? You know, this past weekend, Liz Cheney? What came out about the
Liz Cheney
committee? If you want to, she
was hiding. Put the article on the screen.
January 6th committee allegedly suppressed testimony showing Trump admin pushed for National Guard presidents. It said it actually proved that Trump was innocent and that he tried to get the National Guard there, and they hid it. They suppressed it. And this wasn't just on Fox News. This was pretty much all over this weekend. So I'm wondering how she feels about
Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney should go to jail.
Man.
when you do stuff like this, and you blatantly suppress information and you hid the information, any of us, if we did anything like that, they would be putting us in jail. She need to be made example of. She needs to go to jail for what she has done. And it all coming out. It's coming to the surface. The corruption that they've been doing. Everybody that's in jail right now over J6, they should be released immediately and replaced by these Democrats that have violated the U.S. Constitution. Some people even call it treasonous what these Democrats have done. Total treasonous. 100%. Now, I'm not advocating for violence towards anybody, but when you're doing stuff like this, you need to pay the consequences. They make the rest of us pay for it. If we, even if we make a mistake, didn't even want to do it, we still have to pay for what we did. But these people, they're so corrupt. And as Shannon said earlier, drunk on power, they believe they can do everything and get away with it. And no one will ever touch them. Liz Cheney, again, because of what she did, she should go to jail. And if Dick Cheney has a problem with it, put him in there too. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around for that fire show. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We just talked about it.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.